the vessel has the feeling of being animate. It is as if it has its own personality. It has legs and arms, and it has a body, and it has the most satisfying sense of volume.
This extraordinary sculpture was likely a prestige object for an elite member of the community, or was produced for exhibition at an international art fair. Here is Nessa Leibhammer, researcher, writer, and independent curator of South African art.
Of the approximately 40 carved, large, lidded wooden vessels with legs from 19th century KwaZulu-Natal that have been identified, only 10 have the distinctive surround structure as seen in the Met vessel. The vessel is exceptional. The skill that the carver would have needed to carve this object with the precision that he has out of a single block of wood, the dynamics of the grooving that animates the surface is executed with the most extraordinary skill. One would need to be conscious of the negative and positive spaces that play rhythmically around that vessel.
Uno Badula is the only named artist identified with these types of vessels.
While we only have one name of a carver of this type of vessel, people did not operate in isolation. People traveled, they saw what other carvers were making, they visited, and they would have shared ideas. So there may well have been a community of carvers who were producing objects of this type.